Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On a Saturday.
Let's go. Let's go. Shout out to Joey B. Joey B and the B stands for bro. My show.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Saturday KM 125. PM, yeah, that's what we'll call this. Keith McPherson on The Fan, helping you get to wherever you got to go this Saturday, running errands, taking the kids to practice. I don't know, maybe you're on a road trip. Maybe you're just kicking back. Maybe you're home, cleaning the house, doing some laundry, chores, whatever it is. Thank you for tuning in to The Fan. I just shouted out Joe. I listened to his show today. He's a classic, an all-timer, a legend. We've got a couple legends in the fold. Steve Summers, who was on with me Wednesday, will be on tomorrow night. And I want to go back a couple days because I wasn't on last night. I was on BT and Sal filling in for Sal Thursday. But let's go back to the last show that I did Wednesday night. Previously on KM to AM. So I came in Wednesday, and my whole premise of my open and the thread of that show was talking about injuries and how, as fans, we look at these teams, we look at these players, we look at them as robots, superhuman. We forget that they are just like us. Obviously, they're more talented than we are at sports and a lot richer than we are, but they have knees and elbows and feet and wrists, and they're susceptible to injury playing at the highest level, and those injuries can derail everybody's hopes and dreams. It's happened so much here in New York, it's a common thread. I went back to last year with the Yankee fans and Aaron Judge running into the wall. Season over. Some of us didn't want to believe at the time, but the first weekend of June, the Yankees beat the Dodgers, the almighty Dodgers, $1 billion. They beat the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium. And I wasn't excited about the rest of the season because I knew what was going to happen without the captain. I started to say a month or two later, watching the Yankees offense without Aaron Judge is like watching an NFL team without their starting quarterback. 877-337-6666. I wasn't even trying to foreshadow the football season. I wasn't trying to lean into what was going to happen with both the Jets and the Giants losing their starting quarterbacks. Four plays in, the Jets lose Aaron Rodgers in a season where Jets fans told you they were going to win the Super Bowl. This was it. We got them. This is the team. Four plays in, season was over. We didn't want to believe right away. Zach Wilson gives us the best chance to win. We didn't want to. Okay, here comes Timmy Boyle, Trevor Siemian. The season was cooked as soon as you lost Aaron Rodgers, your starting quarterback. And on the other side, with Daniel Jones, I mean, Daniel Jones struggled. But man, we were screaming, tank, tank, tank. Once he went down, and then Tyrod Taylor went down, and They weren't even letting Tommy DeVito throw the ball when we first got to see his game action. And then he became Tommy Cutlets, the story of the NFL season. But once the NFL season ended, I think we just came right around the calendar again, right back to baseball to say, okay, here we go now. All right, the Yankees get Juan Soto. Woohoo! We thought the Mets might get Yamamoto, and they became the Milwaukee Mets. David Stearns and the Brew Crew, now he's with his new crew. You are currently watching the beginning of the David Stearns era. And I said, hey, it's good that David Stearns has lowered your expectations. The Yankees have all the hype all the time, even in an 82-80 season. Yankee fans, like myself, come in expecting World Series. It's been a decade and a half, but you add Juan Soto, you add Alex Verdugo, Trent Grisham, Marcus Stroman, and the expectation is chase for 28. They don't even use that hashtag anymore because they've been chasing for too long, but the expectation is they'll get to the World Series and win a World Series. That's hard to do. But on the side, on the other side of town with the Mets, it's, we don't have enough pitching. They lost out or they missed out on Yamamoto. They won't sign this guy. They won't sign that guy. They're acting like this is a small market team. I can't get excited. I'm not excited for this Mets season. As I'm watching folks down there in Port St. Lucie enter the gates, we do have eyes on the Mets game. We won't be able to watch the Yankees game, but I'll be on Yankees Twitter as everybody's reintroducing themselves. I'll be trying to get some clips and keep you updated. We'll go through the lineups. We'll go through what goes on in the first spring training games today, but bear with me. I didn't know Wednesday night when I was talking about injuries that Kodai Senga was going to be shut down. We had heard a little bit Wednesday night, but we didn't know it was going to be a shoulder. And we didn't know what it was, but I came in with that premise at 7 p.m. Wednesday, and then Wednesday night, we found out we'd hear from David Stearns, and I think Carlos Mendoza spoke about it a little bit, but we didn't know. We didn't know. The overreaction didn't start. So then I go home. I get home at like 12:45 a.m. I go to sleep around 1:49 was the last time I remember. And then I have a 10-month-old son, and you know if you're a night owl and you stay up and listen to me, I'm up every night. So my son wakes up at like 4:30. I help him back to sleep at 5. And I know that I have to join BT and do BT and Sal in the midday 10 to 2. So now I'm not going back to sleep. I'm excited to do the midday show. And I'm also just like paranoid that like if I fall back asleep, I'll sleep too long or whatever. So I stay up and I'm off of 3 hours of sleep. And I come in and I meet with Dove and Hoff and BT for a little pre-show chat. And we all know we're going to get the Senga news. And BT saying, this is horrible. This is bad. And I'm like, we don't know. It's February 22nd. Like, let's see. We get the news. We hear from them. And, of course, it's panic button. Typical Mets. 3 years in a row, we lose our ace. They got to react. David Stearns says they're not going to react. But now all the Mets fans, after feeling like this was an offseason that wasn't good enough under Steve Cohen, the richest owner in the sport, now you lose your ace, and now you're really down on what this rotation's going to be and what this season can be. And that's why I went back to my Wednesday night premise about injuries and about the fact that nobody knows what's going to happen, but we do know. You can count on it. Somebody's going to be hurt. I haven't mentioned the Knicks yet. All your hopes and dreams that you had in January into February around the Knicks all ride on the hope that Julius Randle doesn't get surgery. He comes back. OG Anunoby, the greatest trade in Knicks history, that he comes back. And on the other side of town with the Brooklyn Nets, what a joke they are. Their head coach gets fired. And their head coach actually came into this season with a plan based around Ben Simmons being healthy. Speaking of Ben Simmons.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And shout out to Spike Eskin. Spike Eskin got to go down to Philadelphia. Obviously, the Knicks waxed the Sixers, of course. Our program manager here, the PD here, goes down to Philadelphia for Sixers hosting the Knicks. He gets to ring the bell. That's a prestigious honor. Like, I text Spike, I'm like, bro, Meek Mill got out of prison, and they flew him from the prison in a helicopter to the Wells Fargo Center to ring the bell. Like, that's crazy. You're getting to ring the bell. His Sixers podcast is the most popular Sixers podcast out there. The Knicks smoke them. They get DiVincenzo back. Brunson is fine. And you realize, man, once this Knicks team gets whole, they're going to have a real chance to make a run at it. And I don't know. I'm listening to The Fan, and I'm reading Twitter, and why... is there any beef between Knicks fans and Rangers fans? You're pretty much one and the same. That doesn't make any sense to me. We're pitting the Knicks against the Rangers. Who's going to go further? They play in the same building, and they literally have the same fans. There are many of you listening that are more of a Rangers fan than a Knicks fan, because it's hard to be both a diehard hockey fan and basketball fan. The NBA and NHL overlap, but I don't see why we would pit those two teams against each other, right? I told you I only slept 3 hours Wednesday night going into Thursday. When I got on the air with BT, I was saying, yeah, I'll see you at The Rock, Prudential Center. Let's go Devils tonight. The streak ends. No, I was shot. By the time I got home and took a nap, I took a nap from like 3 to 5. When I woke up, I was more tired than I already was. And like for hockey games, you need to ratchet up some energy. You need to need to be ready to walk into that arena. You don't want to enter that situation tired. And boy, I'm glad I did not as a Devils fan. I had a bad feeling. I think I told you guys some of the Bleacher Creatures, my Yankee fan friends that are Rangers fans, they all went, about 4 or 5 of them. Brian, Ben, I think Matt went out there. Mike went out there, and they were all texting me at like 5:30. Where you at? We're at American Whiskey. It's mostly Rangers fans. And I'm like, no. No, I'm not feeling too great. I'm going to sit this one out. I got a bad feeling about this. And I got up and watched the game. And right away, I mean, the Devils can't score on the power play. Luke Hughes misses the puck. The Rangers are bullying the Devils. They're bullied and bloodied. They're laughing. Zibanejad laughing. Trouba laughing. And as I'm looking around the arena and I'm checking social media, I'm like, the Rangers fans have absolutely come across the river and taken over Prudential Center. I'm glad I ducked that one. That was embarrassing for my New Jersey Devils. I don't know where they go from here. At least Jack put one in the net. It was about to be the worst loss of the season. It was about to be a shutout. It was about to be a complete takeover. Viral videos of Rangers fans swinging on Devils fans. Yeah, I'm glad I sat that one out. The Rangers, as you've heard me say, are a wagon. And go ahead, jump on the bandwagon. And I heard Evan yesterday, and I heard Sean yesterday. It's all about the cup. 877-337-6666. I just heard a caller say to Joe B, I'm a long-suffering Dallas Cowboys fan. And I looked at Paulie, And I laughed, and Joe corrected him. No. Do not compare the Dallas Cowboys to the New York Jets. Compare the Dallas Cowboys to the New York Rangers. A lot of folks are calling the Rangers the Dallas Cowboys on ice. They win a lot of games every year. They put together winning streaks. They've got a lot of star players, a lot of talent, expensive tickets, a lot of fans, a very recognizable brand. But when they get to the Stanley Cup playoffs, whether it is the first round, second round, whether it's the actual Stanley Cup, they haven't been able to get it done in 30 years. So is this the year? Because they beat the Islanders in the stadium series and then they went on to bully the Devils across the... Is this the year that the Rangers hoist the cup? I'll take the field. I'm going to go against that. I'm just going to go based off of the last 30 years. I'm not even that much older than 30. I will take the field. Call me up if you disagree. And I understand Evan leaned into the whole, if they don't win, this year's a failure. I disagree with that. I don't think that, you know, only one team wins. But I just think that history tells us that something could go wrong. It's tough to win the cup. I mean, last year, everybody told me the Boston Bruins were going to win it. And what happened to them? 877-337-66. We got a bunch of calls. I'm only 15 minutes in. How much longer do I have to open here? Paulie's like, keep going.
You do you, man. keep bringing that hockey content. Love it.
It's a good time to be a hockey fan. I've never heard hockey spoken of on The Fan more than I have the last 2 weeks. A week ago was the stadium series where the Devils went out there. Nico Hischier, 30 seconds in, bang, gets us started. And we saw 150,000 people the week after the Super Bowl show up to our football stadium. And nobody cares about hockey, Boomer? That's definitely not true. This area cares about hockey so much that, like, Devils fans, myself included, couldn't even get a stadium series jersey because Adidas didn't think that they would be in such high demand. You can order one now and get it in June when the Stanley Cup finals are over. They said over 10,000 people just walked up to buy tickets at will call. Who does that anymore? Everything's digital. When I got on last Sunday, I said I couldn't go because my son was sick. And I knew that was going to be an environment for people to get sick. It's below freezing. Everyone's drinking, lowering their immune systems. Everyone's right next to each other. Sean Morash got sick being out there. I knew I couldn't go, but I encouraged you last Sunday morning when I was on 9 a.m. If you can go to that game, go. And I know a lot of you went, and I know a lot of Rangers fans were feeling that, and you're feeling it. 9 wins in a row? I mean, this is your year. But now the pressure's on. I don't think the Devils are going to be a playoff team. I don't think the Islanders are going to be a playoff team. I'm sorry, guys. Good. Let the Rangers have all the focus, all the attention, all the hype. And what do I always say? Don't believe the hype. We are in the hype capital, New York City. We overhype everything and then fall flat on our faces.
It's weird when you said, and I wrote it down because I don't want to forget it. And you had said, and maybe it wasn't you, but you were talking about what Evan and Sean were talking about on if the Rangers don't win a cup, the season's a failure.
It's not. And this has been a great season
already.
And
here's my question. Don't you need to win a championship in order for your season to not be a failure?
Everybody's a failure. The whole league is a failure except one team
every
year.
Right. It's that. Remember the Giannis press conference about describing failure?
Exactly.
And what
talk about Jordan. Did Jordan win it every year?
Right.
No.
Right. And like what side people fell on? Because a lot of people were on his side, but a lot of people said, no, dude, like you failed.
Yeah, well, that's because it's Giannis. I'm not a Giannis fan.
Right. Like, no, dude, like, I'm sorry. Like, you don't win a title, you failed. The Mets won 101 games 2 years ago. That season was a failure. That meant nothing. So it's such a weird dynamic. And again, that's a personal preference on how a fan thinks, but it really is interesting. That's really split down the middle of what you consider a failure. And when it comes to the Rangers, you know how tough it is to win the Stanley Cup to play 2 or 3 months of really, really good hockey,
especially
dodging landmines and dodging.
Well, I mentioned the Bruins last year.
Hot
the Florida
goalies
Panthers.
On other teams, like the Bruins. What happened with the Bruins last year?
They were historic.
The Panthers were a wagon, and two, the Bruins all got the flu a week before the series started.
Can't predict that.
Things
happen.
They're
human beings. They're not Roman. They're not robots. They're humans. And I'm going to use a saying now since we're watching baseball, which is great. In here watching the Mets game, and who's this at the plate? Jordan Walker
I can't see the letters.
Yeah, from the Cardinals. Two on, no outs. Runners on second and third. 3-2 count, top of the first here. When we watch baseball and I get on every night after the Yankees post game and we go over what happened with the Mets and the Yankees, I take your calls and some of you act as if it's game seven every night. And I say we take this day by day, week by week, series by series, month by month. Everybody relax and slow down. We'll get there. No one can call the future. Nobody can predict anything. And that's why we love sports. That's why we watch. That's why we are so dialed in on this, because of the gambling aspect and the fan aspect. So be a fan. Take the magic carpet ride. Ride with your team to the very end and hope that this is your year. But it won't be a failure if the Rangers don't win this year, because they've already given you so many good moments. It won't be a failure if the Knicks don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, because they've already given you so many great moments. We've had so many miserable moments. The Jets season was a waste, right? The Giants season was a waste outside of Tommy Cutlets. Last year's baseball season, we wasted our time. The Knicks and the Rangers both being good at the same time is great for New York City. The spring is right around the corner. We're about to hit daylight savings time. It's sunny out today. It's not warm yet. It's about to be warm. I'm ready for full spring. Send it. Send me the random day coming up that it's 70 degrees. I'm prepared for it. But we're almost there. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time for WFAN, a great time for fans. Don't rush to the conclusion. And now baseball starting. Nobody knows what the Mets are going to be. Good. Good. I think they've got it made. I think David Stearns is smarter than we realize. The expectations are so low. How can you fail? That should be out right there at first, but I think the run comes across. 1-0, St. Louis Cardinals, Tylor McGill on the mound, two outs, runner on third, top of the first here. But yes, as I close my open, 877-337-6666, I'm on till 5. We're going to talk about every sport, every team in this city. I have thoughts and takes on everything. Just be a fan day by day. We're blessed to see every day. Every day that you wake up as a fan of your team and your team is good and your team is winning, try and stay in the moment and live in the moment. Nobody can guess what's going to happen at the end of the season. There is no failure in being a competitive team and even getting there. The failures are like the Brooklyn Nets. They're an absolute nightmare. And here comes the Koch family to buy a 10% stake in the Nets. The Nets are an absolute joke. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk Knicks and Rangers and Devils and Islanders. And of course, the Mets and the Yankees, as the first spring training games are underway. It wasn't that long of a winter. Here we are.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.